You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Bob Colhan, founder and CEO of Business Improv, adjunct professor at Duke Fuqua School of Business and Columbia Business School, and author of Getting to Yes and The Art of Business Improv. Mr. Colhan, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Eric. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, excited to have you as well, and thanks for coming out. So for starters, what is the difference between improv comedy and business improv?
The easiest way I can answer that is one word, context. What we would do up on an improv stage should be designed to make people laugh, whereas in business, what we're doing is taking the same skill set that we would use to create comedy and then redirecting it to achieve and succeed at taking on different challenges in the business world.
Makes sense. And what is yes and how is it applicable to business?
Yes and is the cornerstone of all improvisation around the world. Yes is unconditional acceptance and is the bridge to how you accept that which was given to you. So yes in unconditional acceptance is I accept this offer, this unexpected opportunity. I accept this challenge as is face value. And then it's the bridge to how you accept it, what you do with it, and it's the bridge to how you react to it. Now, yes and is very different, for example, than no but or even yes but, because the military axiom that I go to in separating the difference between these two is but eliminates everything said before it, either through restrictions, denials, and contradictions, steering, etc. And then is that inclusive flow, it's momentum, it's getting to the next level. So yes and then is not only the cornerstone of all improvisation, it's a communication tool that we can use to build relationships, adaptive problem solve, manage crisis, stay present and focused in the moment.
As a fellow entrepreneur, Mr. Colhan, how do you apply improv techniques to business improv?
Well, I think all entrepreneurs will confess that there's a day-to-day level of adaptability that needs to take place to succeed when you are pioneering a field or going out on your own. And so the tenets of improvisation, which we would ultimately direct to comedy in that context, that now need to be directed to entrepreneurship are focus and concentration. It's presence and being in the moment. It's listening at a very high level. It's adaptability. It's reacting. It's communication across the board. And it's ultimately, once you get comfortable with it, and specifically it being yes and, the tenets of improvisation can be used toward relationship building, conflict management, emotional intelligence, and influence. So really, the foundational blocks are not just to succeed as an entrepreneur as you react and adapt and grow a business. It's also how you establish and develop and maintain relationships with clients, for example, in sales or otherwise.
And certainly looks like it covers the gamut. Today we are joined by Mr. Bob Colhan, founder and CEO of Business Improv and author of Getting to Yes and The Art of Business Improv here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Colhan, how can improvisation help increase your emotional intelligence and help you achieve mindfulness?
The tenets of improvisation call for you to slow the brain down, to be present, and to be in the moment. And once again, yes, and as the cornerstone of all improvisation is that technique that can also help you slow down and be present and in the moment. Now, in order to recognize emotions, not only of your own of other people as well, you actually have to be present and be in the moment and be aware at a very high level. And that awareness not only is in listening, it's in observation, picking up cues, physical cues, subtext. It's really understanding the people with whom you're talking at any given time, as well as yourself. And that level of presence and awareness related to emotional intelligence is then a direct roadmap to achieve mindfulness.
Lastly, what kind of corporate culture can you create using improv techniques? Certainly like to hear your take on that.
By using improvisation techniques, you create a culture in which people are not afraid to communicate with you, not afraid to take chances and risks strategically, at least for periods of time, not afraid to push the envelope, to really practice creativity and innovation and risk-taking. And it's ultimately a culture of acceptance. Now, what I mean by that is, in a culture of acceptance, you don't necessarily accept as in you execute every single idea that's brought to the table. Rather, a culture of acceptance is an open culture wherein people want to share ideas. There's an intrinsic motivation to communicate and explore the unknown and take chances, once again, strategically for blocks of time that it's okay and safe to do it. We're not talking about necessarily running an entire business where you're doing nothing except communicating and brainstorming in that capacity, yet the communication should be a direct spine throughout every organization. And the culture of acceptance really teaches people that it's okay to communicate regardless of viability in that moment or contextual underscore.
Well, Bob, it certainly has been great to have had you, and thanks for all the information shared here today. We certainly appreciate that in all regards. Where can listeners get more information accordingly, and how can they be in touch?
Well, of course, everything we talked about is in my book, Getting to Yes And you can buy that book pretty much anywhere books are sold. We also have a website, gettingtoyesand.com, and as I am an entrepreneur, my business is Business Improv, and you can reach me through businessimprov.com or follow me on Facebook and Twitter.
Again, Mr. Colhan, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. I had a great time.
And I did as well, and we should do this again. We've been speaking with Mr. Bob Colhan, founder and CEO of Business Improv and author of Getting to Yes and The Art of Business Improv. And for more information, simply visit gettingtoyesand.com or businessimprov.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.